Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh.
An emergency order mandates mask wearing in Sedgwick County. I'm Dan O'Neill.
I'm Rodney Price. COVID-19 efforts took a large part of the agenda of the Sedgwick County Commission meeting. We'll look into those details coming up.
Group rallies support for keeping Century 2. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday. A complex of thunderstorms rolled in very early this morning. Those are going to be winding down, and we're not going to be as hot later on this afternoon. Our complete forecast is coming up.
One of four former Minneapolis police officers charged in the death of George Floyd is asking to have his case dismissed.
Former Minneapolis police officer Thomas Lane is charged with aiding and abetting second-degree murder in the death of George Floyd in May. Though Lane's attorney, Earl Gray, says the case against his client should be tossed out for lack of probable cause. He includes transcripts in his court filing from footage recorded by Lane's and other officers' body cameras, in which he says that Lane asked twice if the officers should turn Floyd on his side. Two other former officers face similar charges. Another, Derek Chauvin, faces second and third degree murder. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Less than a week after the Sedgwick County Commission opted out of the governor's mask mandate, the county's health officer says masks are now required.
Dr. Gerald Min signed an emergency order Wednesday after weighing the number of new cases and hospital admissions.
I recognize that our community wants to get back to normal life before the appearance of COVID-19, but it is simply not possible at this time.
The county health department says there are 1,703 cases, with over half of them active. Dr. Minns told the commissioners the numbers are concerning.
In the last month, the number of cases that you contribute to community spread has gone up very significantly. So that means we're having more spread within the community between people.
The emergency order is similar to the ones given by the governor and passed by the city council. If you cannot maintain 6-foot distance inside or out, you are required to wear a mask, as well as on public transportation and at the doctor's office. The emergency order takes effect on Friday and is set to expire on August 9th. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Several coronavirus-related items were addressed by the Sedgwick County Commission yesterday.
The health department will receive a $101,000 grant from the Kansas Department of Health and Environment to assist COVID-19 preparedness and response efforts. The grant will help the department hire two temporary full-time positions. The county approved the spending plan for the roughly $99 million in federal funding received for COVID-19. $35 million will help support county operations. $25 million will assist in increasing testing efforts. And from that, $3.5 million will aid the county in hiring of up to 115 people to support the health department until the end of the year. The county will also spend $100,000 for a public awareness campaign directed towards TV and digital billboards. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
A group wanting to keep a downtown Wichita landmark was in Central Riverside Park Wednesday evening. The Save Century 2 group was collecting signatures from voters on a petition that they hope will force the city council to get public input on the building's future.
We're raising enough voter, registered voter signatures that they can't ignore it, that City Hall has to either accept it or fight us or get it on the November ballot.
Group member Celeste Resset tells KSN News they needed 12,554 signatures, but they ended up with more than 17,000, and they plan to deliver the petition to Mayor Whipple Friday.
President Trump and the President of Mexico appeared at the White House celebrating the signing of a new North American trade deal.
The U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement, which replaced NAFTA, has been signed. President Trump says the agreement will open doors that lead to progress.
Greater potential for our children, prosperity for our people, safety for our citizens, and pride for our countries.
Mexican President Andres Lopez Obrador says this partnership will benefit all of North America.
And with this new agreement, we are going to strengthen the economy of our region.
Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau declined an invitation to participate in the ceremony, citing prior government obligations. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
A Texas inmate has been put to death for fatally shooting an 82-year-old man nearly three decades ago. That ends a five-month delay of executions in the nation's busiest capital punishment state, Texas, because of the coronavirus pandemic. Billy Joe Wardlow received a lethal injection Wednesday evening at the state penitentiary in Huntsville for the 1993 killing of Carl Cole at Cole's East Texas home. The U.S. Supreme Court declined to stop the 45-year-old man's execution. KNSS News Time now, 7:04, 4 minutes past 7 o'clock.
Gear for one NFL team is being shunned by a huge retailer. We'll talk about that coming up in sports.
Debates set for Trump and Biden. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. Steve is in the morning now. KNSS News Time, 7:08, 8 minutes past 7 o'clock. Authorities have arrested a man who was shot by two sheriff's deputies at a campground in a tiny southeast Kansas town following an altercation. The Kansas Bureau of Investigation says 41-year-old Edward Bridges of Chanute was taken into custody Tuesday after he was released from the University of Kansas Medical Center. Bridges had been booked into the Allen County Jail. He's charged in neighboring Woodson County with aggravated assault, possession of a narcotic drug, criminal possession of a firearm, possession of stolen property, criminal carrying of a weapon, and possession of marijuana.
Former Vice President and presumptive 2020 Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden will take on President Trump head-on in a series of debates, but one writer warns it may not be the best idea. Fox's Peter Ducey reports.
Today, Joe Biden took aim at Trump from afar.
Look what's going on internationally. Look what's going on at home. It's always about him.
He'll have three chances to say that to Trump's face this fall, with socially distanced debates ahead. The Biden campaign has committed to three, but one liberal opinion writer urges Joe not to go unless the president agrees to release recent tax returns and real-time fact-checking. New York Times columnist Tom Friedman writes, Trump might very well lie and mislead for the entire debate, forcing Biden to have to spend a majority of his time correcting Trump before making his own points.
The first presidential debate is scheduled for September 29th at the University of Notre Dame.
A Florida man caught on video going on a tirade for not wearing a mask is now out of a job.
Less than 24 hours after going viral for the wrong reasons, a Florida insurance salesman caught lashing out at an elderly customer who asked him to wear a mask at a Costco has been fired.
I feel threatened!
You're coming close
back
to me!
Back off! Again.
The man with clenched fists continues a profanity-laced tirade as he aggressively approaches the woman and a man who appears to defend her. Miami filmmaker Billy Corbin posted video Monday of the June 26th confrontation and later identified the man as now former Ted Todd agency insurance salesman Daniel Maples. The insurance company tweeting threatening behavior and intimidation go against our core mission to be trusted advisors in our community. Steve Rappaport, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 7:10, 10 minutes past 7 o'clock.
This morning here in the Wichita area, we've got wet roadways due to some rain in the area this morning. So something to be careful of if it's actively raining out there right now where you're at. Remember, if you've got those windshield wipers going, you do have to have those headlights on as well. Traffic on KNSS is brought to you by Joe DuBrava and Carl's Goodyear Tire, located downtown at Market and Waterman and online at carlstire.com. Your home for complete car care.
All right, interesting weather going on this morning. Let's take a look at the forecast, the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast, with Kansas Today meteorologist Ron L. Williams. Good morning, Ron L.
Hey, good morning, Steve. You know, this is what we've been talking about over the last few days, just
this area of storms that move through, because a couple of days ago it was looking like we may get missed, but obviously we have definitely taken a direct hit. But Steve, anybody that's out there listening, we're not dealing with any severe thunderstorm warnings. The strongest storms, it looks like they have moved out, but we're still dealing with periods of heavy rainfall out there. Can't rule out maybe some gusty winds as well as some small hail too. And we also need to make sure that we stay weather aware as we go through the rest of our Thursday too. So into that forecast, we've got partly cloudy skies, a high of 94, despite some showers and storms sticking around through midday. Once we dry out, it's going to still turn toasty out there. And then late in the day, we'll still have to watch out for the possibility of maybe one or two storms that may try to redevelop once we dry back out. Winds are going to be breezy out of the southeast, switching out of the northeast at 10 to 20. And then any storms that we see pop up later on this evening, we may see another complex of storms, kind of like what we've got going on right now, sliding south and east late tonight into our early Friday morning. So just something else that we'll have to watch out for. Large hail and damaging winds, the main storm threats, should we have a few severe thunderstorms out there. Low of 73. And then starting off our Friday warm, once again, despite some rain showers being around, getting up to 96, though. And our Friday not looking as active as what we're dealing with now and what we'll be dealing with later on today, with a 20% chance of shower storms, mainly during those early morning hours and possibly all the way through midday. Once we get into the weekend, it does look a lot drier. We may see a couple of storms down to our south bubble up into southern parts of Kansas, possibly into the Wichita metro. That's going to be late Saturday night into Sunday. But the main weather story looks like after today and tomorrow, definitely going to be the heat and humidity highs staying in the 90s to triple digits through next week. Right now, we're at 68 degrees. We got still a few light rain showers picking up every now and again. And then we'll have some east winds at 21 miles an hour, gusting up to 39 right now.
We had some severe thunderstorm warnings to the north of Sedgwick County in Wichita earlier this morning as a rain tracked through, moving to the southeast.
Yeah.
It skirted past us with us, and it kind of petered out after a couple of hours there, too.
Yeah, pretty much. And that's why I mentioned anybody that's kind of listening, not only to us, but also to the weather outside. You know, you're going to hear the heavy rain. You're going to hear the thunder. You're going to see some lightning. But so far, it's looking unlikely that we see another one of those severe thunderstorms, kind of like what was going on up to the north late last night.
All right. Thank you, sir. KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast. With Kansas Today meteorologist Ron L. Williams, Stephen 10 in the morning, Blake Basinger sells businesses, you know. And with the SBA CARES Act paying 6 months of payments, now is a great time to be a seller. The deadline's coming soon. If you're ready to sell your business, call Blake Basinger at 416-2000. 7:13 now, Stephen Ted, here on KNSS. Kansas man has been sentenced to 12 years in federal prison for killing his girlfriend by strangling her and pushing her over a balcony on a cruise ship off the coast of Florida. Kansas City Star reports 55-year-old Eric Newman of Topeka also was sentenced to 5 years of supervised release during a hearing Wednesday in federal court in Kansas. He pleaded guilty in December to second-degree murder in the January 2018 death of 50-year-old Tamara Tucker of Lawson, Missouri. U.S. District Attorney Stephen McAllister told reporters the cruise was a present from her family. Now the guy strangles her, he throws her off a balcony, and he only gets 12
years?
Yeah,
that sentence seems incredibly lenient to me.
Must be something more to this than what we know.
But it was only a second-degree charge.
Yeah.
So they wonder if it was part of a deal.
Could be a deal or something. Maybe they didn't have any witnesses, and he had to get him to confess. Anyway, 12 years for strangling your girlfriend and throwing her over the balcony. Wow. A national coalition of labor unions, along with racial and social justice organizations, will stage a mass walkout this month to protest against systemic racism. Dubbed the Strike for Black Lives, tens of thousands of workers will walk off their jobs on July 20th, according to details shared exclusively with the Associated Press. I'm sure they're just going to walk off the job. Oh, well. Workers across the country, across the economy, including fast food, rideshare services, nursing homes and airports in more than 25 cities, will strike to demand action from corporations and government to dismantle white supremacy and to ensure the health, safety, and economic well-being of every worker, organizers say. You know, I don't want to throw a wet blanket on anybody, but you know what? This racism we're talking about, I'm not sure it's built into everything in our institutions. It's built into the people's hearts and their minds, and it's going to take a long time to correct some of that feeling for some people. I'm sorry, but you got to change people's minds on this stuff. All right, Ted, it's what do we got here? 7:15, the Sedgwick County mask mandates come around. How about that?
No, it doesn't change anything for you and me.
No, I've been kind of adhering to
ordinance already.
We've already said, Shelley and I have been doing that basically for our own protection. Even though there's a mandate, we go along with that. But
now it applies to people in Derby and Mulvane and there are areas of the county that aren't incorporated.
Across the county. So, if you don't have a mask, go and buy yourself some. They're pretty cheap. You can get them by the half dozen or more at a time and start doing that. That's my opinion, of course. But you look on Facebook and you can find a lot of people who say, no, I'm not going to do that. They can't tell me what to do. I'm going to do what I want.
The respondents to our poll question on our website.
About 60%.
Two-thirds saying they're not wearing masks.
They're not going to do it. Yeah. So at any rate, there it is. The county health officer coming out and say, hey, we're going to do this. And I guess the commissioners are, ooh, okay. You're the boss. You're the man. And I think we got to listen to science on this stuff. A lot of people say, well, they don't know what they're talking about. Well, maybe they do. 7:17 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. As the pandemic continues, it's having an impact on every area of our lives, of course, including sports. Ted has not been able to give us a sports score for how long, Ted? You go back to
March 11th.
March 11th.
March 12th. Somewhere around there.
Ted Woodward Sports this morning with Steve and Ted.
Yeah, and even we spill into the world of commerce and gear and things like that.
Right,
the world's largest online retailer is now getting into the boycott of the Washington Redskins.
Amazon Wednesday became the latest company to announce it would be removing Washington Redskins merchandise for sale while the team considers changing its name. Sellers on Amazon were given 48 hours to remove Redskins merchandise. This says the retail giant joins the likes of Nike, Walmart, and others in removing the gear for sale as the Redskins last week announced a thorough review into their moniker after longtime criticism over its racially charged nature. Redskins owner Dan Snyder has been adamant since taking over the franchise that he would not change the name, but according to reports, the organization is likely to make a change and stray away from Native American imagery. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
Baseball supposedly getting ready to start in just a couple of weeks, but how good is or bad is the testing for COVID-19? Here's Jason Stark, Major League Baseball writer for The Athletic.
I didn't know that the testing was going to experience this many glitches. I don't think anybody did, because that's the one thing that just can't happen. If this is going to work, players have to be tested every other day at the very least, and those results have to come back quickly. I mean, the fact that we have had, four teams say it's not safe for us to work out, plus a fifth team in the A's couldn't hold a full squad workout for 4 days because they didn't have their test results back. That's just not acceptable. If that happens once the games start, nobody's sure exactly how it's going to work, but I would think that games would have to be canceled if whole teams say, we don't feel safe.
Not a good situation. What about college sports this fall? Well, one conference has already pulled the plug on all fall sports, the Ivy League. Here's Heather Dinich, ESPN college football reporter. She appeared over on Sports Radio KFH.
I think it could have a snowball effect quite quickly for other FCS schools. And I think it's probably safe to say that they're going to postpone fall sports at the very least. I think this is going to have a trickle-down effect to other FCS programs, to answer your question, regardless of what it is. But I have spoken to multiple decision makers at the highest level, Power Five commissioners and athletic directors, and they are not really convinced that this is going to be a decision-making, a make-or-break factor for them.
All right, we'll see if the Ivy is an outlier or a portent of things to come. We do have a couple of football birthdays today. A couple of guys that quarterback the Kansas City Chiefs, both celebrating birthdays. Their careers overlap with the Chiefs as well. Trent Green, former Chiefs quarterback, is 50 today. A guy that played 15 years in the NFL, including a six-year run with the Chiefs in the early 2000s. Two-time Pro Bowl player.
Pretty good player.
A lot of big stats.
Yeah, he did.
Just didn't win any playoff games, but a lot of Chiefs players can go through that cycle.
That's right.
And in fact, 1 year when Trent Green got hurt, his backup, Damon Heward, had to fill in, and it's Heward's birthday, too. He's 47 today.
Hey!
I think one of the left-handed quarterbacks. He played 12 years in the NFL, including a five-year stint with the Chiefs in the mid to late 2000s. So, two guys, both Chiefs quarterbacks, both played for the Chiefs at the same time. Both birthdays today. Trent Green is 50. Damon Heward is 47.
Can I say a happy birthday to a friend of mine?
Well, of course.
From school days back then, Susie Tarrant's having a birthday today. She is married to a guy named Johnny Tarrant. You may know Johnny from the printing business and athletics around the town. And Susie's maiden name was Susie Heeb. She's a graduate of Wichita West. A year behind me. I don't hold that against her. Nice, nice woman.
Yeah.
A great couple, Susie and Johnny Tarrant. All right.
Happy birthday. And
happy
that's sports
birthday.
With Stephen Ted.
7:21 now, Stephen Ted in the morning. Rush Limbaugh's morning update is on the way. A charge that President Trump has gone overboard in culture wars. That's on the way. Stephen Ted in the morning on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.